all of the times that I have tried to do what someone else wanted me to do, or listen to the opinions of what someone else wanted, or tried to play into the rule book that someone else had created, I have given myself so much resistance. And whether or not it worked, it didn't feel good every step of the way. It was so much more mental drama. It did not flow easily, fluidly, or fruitfully. And every time that I have jumped in feet first, head first, however you want to say it, with that gut feeling, like just going on vibes, like it is always the path of least resistance and so much more enjoyable for me.
Hi, friend. Welcome to Gather and Growth, a show created for passionate, growth-focused rural women like you. From mindset work and building strong habits to exploring the unique joys and challenges of living rural, this is a show to leave you feeling joyful, inspired, and a little less alone. Together, we're on a journey of reaching for the most confident, healthy, and authentic version of ourselves, and I'm forever grateful to have you by my side. Whether you're currently running on a back road, shuffling kids to town, hopping along for a tractor ride, or three loads deep into folding laundry, grab yourself a nice coffee and let's dive in.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Gather and Growth. I'm kind of laughing because the first thought that came to mind is I have a bit of a headache and a bit of a head cold in general. Who doesn't? Seriously, everything is going around everywhere. We've had all sorts of fun stuff in our house, but my thought was, gosh, I should have recorded this yesterday, which is very funny because I basically recorded the whole episode in my head yesterday. Like, I wish that I could have like a little mic that walks around with me for when I'm feeling particularly inspired, but I was right in the middle of something, which is what we're going to get into today. And just fits so perfectly because this week we have been putting some really big final touches on the house project. So if you are new here, hi, my whole house flooded over Christmas and we've been rebuilding it ever since. This week they are finishing up trim, installing the bathroom vanity, like just that kind of stuff. And as much as it has been my husband's full-time job to basically play general contractor and worker for everything upstairs, once they finish the actual construction pieces downstairs, I'm like, you know what? Now's the time. Like, I'm going to take some creative liberty. I'm going to make these spaces so fun and exciting. And so that has been what I've been working on in the spare pockets of time that I've had this week, which is where this episode comes from. So for context, in the basement, we have not had a functional basement space basically since we moved in. When we moved in, it was finished, quote unquote, from like the 60s, but we ripped out the indoor, outdoor, green, brown, orange, yellow carpet. We had just painted over the wood paneling and we were just going to call it good. And then as you do, once we moved into the house, the day after our second child was born and we wrapped up everything we need to upstairs and then planting started. So we didn't really do much with it. The basement kind of became a catch-all for everything we didn't know what to do with. And then it flooded several years ago. And basically, because it rained on rained on rained and rained, and the drains that were supposed to be draining the water were all clogged up just from years of being full of mud and whatnot. Anyway, so that took a solid year and some change to get put back together. This December, before the great flood, we had finally started to like get it furnished, get everything put away, have a usable space, and then our whole house flooded. So anyway, in one of the rooms of the basement, there used to be a full kitchen. I mean, like oven, stove, refrigerator, everything, which is crazy because there's not even a bathroom down here. I mean, there is now, but there wasn't. But it's our assumption or understanding that it was the canning kitchen of the family that originally built the house. And after the first basement flood, we peeked behind the cabinets that we had just planned to paint and leave as is and found that they were very gross. So what used to be the kitchen is now our gym, which is so exciting because, you know, the closest gym is miles and miles and miles away from where we live. And so being able to work out in our home and not just in the middle of the living room is going to be so fun. But I just really wanted it to feel like a space that I was excited to go to and that, you know, was kind of different. Upstairs, I would say, and now we've taken some more bold color choices in the rebuild since the Great Flood. Our bedroom is now teal. Our living room is like a dark, warm olive green. But I just wanted to make the gym awesome. And so I had asked for some inspiration on Instagram stories, and y'all sent me some real cool stuff. And there was one thing I was particularly attracted to. I knew that I wanted some bright colors in the space, but just didn't really feel settled on like which wall I should paint, or should I put wallpaper, or which one's the accent wall, what's that going to look like? But someone had sent me some inspiration where it was like kind of this wave of like coral, green, light yellow, and like light peach, like very warm spring kind of colors. And I loved that it had a pop of color, but it still left the wall white. It was like fun and interesting. So anyway, built this whole vision around, you know, that in the gym. I like ordered these gold mirrors. My husband is just going to absolutely love his little Barbie gym. And he's like, okay, whatever. I don't care. Like, whatever you want, have fun with it. And so I shared the picture with him and he's like, I mean, okay, sure. Why not? Like, have at it. It's just paint. If we decide we don't like it, we'll paint over it. And as I showed him the picture, his mind starts working. Very logical, problem-solving brain. And he's like, hey, Emily, you know those things in music class where the teacher could just put in, and this is, this is going to be dating us, but where you could put the pieces of chalk in and it would like draw a music. Neither of us could come up with the word until I talked about it on Instagram stories the other day, a music staff, the thing you put the notes on, right? They were all evenly spaced. And I was like, yeah. He's like, what if I built one of those to be the guidelines for this project? And I'm like, that's a great idea. I love that. But in my mind, I'm like, I don't know how that's going to go. I feel like I could freehand it, but like, maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I can't. Freehanded, that's going to be kind of hard. It would be good to have, you know, the boundaries in place. So Andrew spends all this time on Tuesday this week fabricating this whole thing, going back and forth to the farm, drilling holes, sharpening pencils, getting it all perfect and ready. And so after some configuration, we figure out, you know, how wide we want each of the things, do some testing, and we're like, okay, good to go. So I start on one wall and it's a little shaky trying to make sure that all five pencils are actually touching the wall at the same time and going the way I wanted to. First wall went okay. Second wall, no. Got so frustrated. Pencils kept falling out and then got all messed up. So anyway, we go through literally hours of like erasing entire walls worth of pencils, redrawing, redoing. Finally, I get so frustrated. I'm like, okay, I'm going to start painting in the lines. And I get through one little chunk of a wall and realize you can very obviously see the pencil through the paint. So I'm like, that's going to be annoying. And I'm starting with the darkest color. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll, you know, erase parts of it. And so it's a little bit lighter. And so I tried that and that worked for a little bit. And then I go through the longest wall. And like, even while I'm doing it, I'm like, I don't like this pattern. I don't like the way it turned out, but I'm like so far into this. I just got to keep going. I was getting so frustrated. Like the harder I tried to stay in the lines or to follow that pencil mark, the worse it looked, the worse my lines looked, the more frustrated that I was getting. And so finally I got to the point that I'm like, no, I am not doing this. Like, so that next wall, I raced as much as I possibly could and was still just trying to follow what was there. And that felt a little bit better. And then finally I was like, I just need to freehand this. So I freehanded that top line. I freehanded the like next part of it. And it instantly felt so much better, became so much more fun. And in the moment, I'm like, if this isn't the most indicative thing of what I already know, by golly, what is? Just a few weeks ago, I was talking with Andrew about a pretty big decision that I was making on investing in an upcoming retreat and mastermind I'm going to be a part of. And it was such a cool experience to be on the other side of that because, you know, I have been facilitating masterminds and retreats for the past couple of years and have had the conversation that's like, you know, I can give you as much information as I can give you, but at the end of the day, like, you just got to be there. I can't tell you exactly what conversations we're going to have or what the experience is going to be like, but I promise it's going to be worth it. I promise there's going to be a transformation. And so as I'm, you know, talking to this coach and she's saying this, I'm like, oh yeah, like I bought in, I'm ready. And so, you know, I had already gone into the conversation with Andrew knowing like, I'm going to do this, but it was a very sizable investment. And so just wanted to, you know, have the conversation. And he said to me, Emily, you have a very strong gut feeling. He's like, whether you call that your intuition or whatever. And he's like, every time you make decisions with your gut, with your intuition, it always works out incredibly. And so if you feel like you need to be there, it doesn't matter if you can't describe why. Like, we've been through this before. Go. You know exactly what this is going to be like. And I'm like, gosh, that's so, so right. And so it's so funny because just a few weeks ago, we were having this conversation around all of the times that I have tried to do what someone else wanted me to do or listen to the opinions of what someone else wanted or tried to play into the rule book that someone else had created. I have given myself so much resistance. And whether or not it worked, it didn't feel good every step of the way. It was so much more mental drama. It did not flow easily, fluidly, or fruitfully. And every time that I have jumped in feet first, head first, however you want to say it, with that gut feeling, like just going on vibes, like it is always the path of least resistance and so much more enjoyable for me. And so I was just laughing to myself about how much this like wall art rainbow was massively representative in a really concrete way of this understanding that I've developed in myself. And I don't know that I have always been a person that was tapped into my intuition. I think in some ways, probably more than I was consciously aware of, but certainly in the realm of business and everything over the past couple of years that has become blatantly clear that when I ignore that gut feeling or I try to, like I said, do it someone else's way, it's so much harder. So now I'm halfway done with my wall mural. I got all the way through the coral. And then yesterday, Andrew just straight up erased all of the lines. We have just about tore through two entire pink erasers in this. And as I was doing like the tangerine orange, I was like, gosh, this is just so much more fun. And, you know, I could see the way that it needed to curve or the changes I need to make to kind of go with the flow and to balance things out. And if I notice an imperfection, I could kind of fix it. Or if I dip too low, I could overcompensate. But when I was just able to free-flowingly use my hand, it guided me exactly where it was meant to go. And it was so much more fun and filled so much more creative energy than the stress of staying within those lines. And of course, Andrew and I laughed because you think 10 years into being married, we would have a complete understanding of how opposite our brains are. Because me doing this, like Andrew's nightmare, like freehanding something with paint, he's like, if I had the lines, I could fill them in for you. But like, I know. And even his dad came down and Andrew's like showing him this whole contraption. It's like, that's so cool. That's so smart. And Andrew's like, yeah, well, we used it and then we erased it. And now Emily's freehanding it. His face was like, what? That's okay. We are all built different and meant to be built different. You know, I think about just some recent examples of when I have tried to do what other people say they wanted or what I thought other people were telling me was going to make me the most successful. You know, my retreat last year, after the Destin retreat, so many people told me, Emily, if it's in the Midwest, I'll be there. Like, make it drivable. I'll be there in a heartbeat. And I was like, okay, like, I can do that. Like, that's what the people want. I'll make it in the Midwest. So I picked Branson because the house was awesome and it was centrally located. And you know what? More than half the women there flew in from California, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, South Carolina. And I'm like, hey, welcome to Branson, Missouri. And it was, we had an incredible experience, like totally transformative. It was wonderful. But while I was there, I'm like, all of those people who said that they would be here in a heartbeat if it was just in the Midwest, majority of them are not here. Like, there were a few that were like, yeah, it was an easy yes because I could drive here. But most of the people that were attracted to it were not the people who said they would be there if it was in the Midwest. Then around that same time, there were so many people who said, oh, I just can't swing it this year. But if you open up the retreat for 2024, I'll sign up a year in advance. And so I'll have a year to plan and a year to pay for it. And you know what? None of those people did. And so I spent an entire year marketing a retreat and talking about a retreat until I was blue in the face. And you know when most people signed up? At the final deadline. So had I trusted myself and my intuition and done it just like I did the last few times where I opened registration like three months out, I don't even know, time flies. Like, that's what feels good to me. Like, decide, plan, release, open, close, do it. Do it something a year in advance. Like, I know that that does not feel good. And it did not feel good when I opened registration a year ago. But once again, everyone says that they want this. Maybe I don't know best. Maybe someone else knows better than me. And, you know, both of those situations have turned out exactly as they're supposed to. The retreat that I'm about to do in Gulf Shores is going to be incredible. But it just has taken a entire mental and emotional roller coaster over the past year to get to the point that the majority of people that are coming signed up in the last couple of weeks. So that in itself should be the example of, yes, of course, take into consideration the perspectives of other people in the same way, you know, it was helpful for Andrew to make this tool for me to like kind of conceptually see what spacing might look like. It was kind of helpful in the beginning to have a rhythmic feel for how this should flow. But at the end of the day, breaking outside of those parameters and trusting myself to know myself has just always made it more fun and fruitful every step of the way. You know, when I started my business, I was actually having this conversation with someone this morning that I got connected to through a mutual friend. She asked about my path to entrepreneurship. And I was like, it didn't happen on purpose. It was I feel like I'm called to do something different than I'm doing right now. I feel like I'm called to say these certain things and serve these certain people. And I don't know what this is going to look like, but I'm going to jump in and I'm going to figure it out. And every time that I've let that gut feeling guide me, it's never been wrong. Not to say it's been easy, but, you know, I'm learning that I can trust myself. And in a world that has taught us in so many ways that we shouldn't trust ourselves and that someone else knows more, someone else is more of an expert or more of a professional or more of something. You know, I talked about this in my last episode with Jada of just how much we as a society, but especially women, have been conditioned out of our intuition. And I think my first encounter that I can distinctly remember ignoring the outside world and fully trusting myself was in motherhood, in an early motherhood with my first. You know, becoming a new mom, there's so many opinions and there's so many different ways to do things, right? Everyone and their mother is telling you how to mother. And that was the first time that I was like, nope. I don't think that the things that they're selling me and the things that are telling me about my baby make sense. Like, what does that maternal instinct say? Keep my baby close, you know, feed them on demand, keep them close while we sleep. Pick them up when they cry, all of those things that societally, and gosh, you want to talk about the baby industry, like the more problems we think we have, the less that we trust ourselves, the more money people make on selling us solutions. When deep in our gut, we know the solutions all along. And so, you know, this is kind of a silly story of the rainbow Walmart of my gym that, gosh, I'm crossing my fingers, looks as cool as I think it's going to in my mind. It's all going to come together. But even if it doesn't, even if we decide, this isn't the vibe that we like and we paint all over it, I love the very physical representation that it's okay to trust myself and to know that I can take into consideration other ideas. I can take into consideration maybe boundaries or guidelines or information from other sources, whether it's a course or a coach or my husband. But at the end of the day, I can trust myself. And that's, you know, when I think about the way that I work with one-on-one coaching clients or even in masterminds, like I can give my perspective, but most importantly, I always want to empower you to draw out the answer within yourself. And I want to surround you with people that see the best in you and that can help you see the best in you so that you feel confident and like you can make your decisions and you can stand proudly in what you know is best for you in your life, in your family, in your career, or your business, or your farm, or whatever it is. So it's okay to trust yourself. It's okay to go outside of the lines. It is beautiful to create in just the way that makes sense to you, even if it doesn't make sense to anyone else. Because at the end of the day, this is the gym that I'm working out in. And I'm very excited to be full of color and inspiration and a physical representation that everything that I imagine and that I want is possible. So if this story resonated with you, please feel free to pass it along to a friend or share it on social media. I always appreciate seeing those. They literally make my day when I hear that you listened to an episode, there was something in it that spoke to you. So until next week, I am so forever grateful for you.
Have I told you today how much I appreciate you? I'd like to imagine this was a meaningful backyard patio kind of chat between friends sipping LaCroix at sunset. If you enjoyed today's show, please take a screenshot to share or forward this episode to a friend. You can also find me at Emily Rushell over on social to continue the conversation. It's truly a joy to hear what tidbits and takeaways made an impact on your day. As always, all links and resources mentioned in today's episode can be found in the show notes listed below or over at emilyrushell.com. Special thanks to my podcast manager, Jill Carr, for the time and love she puts into producing Gathering Growth for this community. What a blessing it is to be on this personal growth journey together. Forever grateful for you.